At some point along the way, either God chooses Avraham or Avraham chooses God. Either way, they have a wonderful relationship. Avraham truly loves God. And we would love to believe that God truly loved Avraham. We have every reason to believe that. So you would think that from the moment that this choice is made and this love is expressed, from that moment Avraham's life becomes perfect. Because that's what religious faith should be. That one has faith, one has a relationship with God, magically everything becomes perfect. But that's not the case. When Avraham finds God, or when God finds Avraham, his life becomes complicated. Pick up and go. Leave your home. Leave your parents. Leave your family. Start a new life. That's not easy. Especially when we keep in mind that Avraham's father has already taken him halfway on the journey, halfway to the land of Israel. And God seems to be saying, listen, I know what's really going on. He's not going any further. Stop, leave him behind. It's one thing if his father had never picked up and gone, but he's taking him to the land of Canaan. That's what we see at the end of last week's parsha. But God says, no, keep on going. Rabbi Soloveitchik had said that a religious life is not necessarily an easier life. Quite the opposite. Religion doesn't solve our problems. Religion may give us an ability to deal with the problems, and it may give us more problems. It may make our lives far more complex. But ultimately, what a religious life is about is a life of meaning, purpose. Avraham's life takes upon meaning and takes upon purpose once he begins the path that God gives him. That's what he signs on for. That's the secret of Avraham's belief. That's the secret of ultimately what Judaism is going to be about. For us, for Jews, perhaps it would be easier if we didn't have all the rules, if we didn't have all the limitations. Yes, we can explain why every single one of these rules is really good for us, and maybe even we believe it. But then again, maybe we don't. And maybe sometimes, even if we believe it, it's complex. And it creates difficulties. But it gives us meaning. The life that Avraham chooses is a life of meaning. Complexity. It's interesting, God gives him so many promises, but the vast majority of those promises do not come true during his lifetime. He's promised the land of Israel, but it's not his in his lifetime. Many years are going to go by. And in fact, he's told us later on, hundreds of years are going to go by, and then your children will come back. Through you will be a blessing. And he gets the land of Israel, and there's a famine. What happened to the blessing? Which means Avraham would have had so many times to stop and say to God, hold it a second. Didn't you say so-and-so? Didn't you say you're going to give me the land for my children? But what children? And yes, Avraham does question. At least once he questions. But the secret is, almost everything that God promises him is towards the future. And that's enough for Avraham. Because Avraham knows the secret, and the secret is having a relationship with God is the most meaningful thing in the world. And that is our secret. That is why we're around as a people. Maybe it would have been easy for us long ago to have forgotten this rule and that rule and this law and that law and commitment completely. For we know the secret. It's the relationship with God that gives us our meaning. And if even all the promises have not come true yet, like Avraham, we have faith, we have belief. We know they'll all come to fruition one day. But in the meantime, even before they all come to fruition, we enjoy this incredible relationship with God.